Network your way to the top. Always say yes. Never eat lunch alone. Get out there. If you're an overachiever like me, you've definitely heard this advice. And if you're ambitious, you also probably believe that to be successful, you have to be out there 24/7, tirelessly pressing the flesh, doing deals, tweeting, and keynoting conferences. That there's a successful type, the intense, sleepless mover and shaker, the person who leans in and musters endless amounts of grit. And if you don't fit that type, well, you're out of luck. I call bullshit. Much of what we think we must do to succeed is unnecessary and even counterproductive. I've interviewed over 150 successful entrepreneurs and executives, and I can tell you that most of them aren't the always-on, outgoing superstars we would assume. One new media CEO whose viral videos have garnered over 100 million views told me that she experiences major anxiety being in a room where she doesn't know anyone. "I go straight into awkward middle schooler mode," she confessed. The founder of a biotech firm who just received Series A financing confessed that she hides in the bathroom at conferences, usually because I am crying. A former Wall Street banker who now runs a successful tech startup has to take beta blockers for public speaking. And then there's me. I'm a hermit by nature, an extreme introvert, more comfortable at home, with my kids, my cats, and my kitchen than out there selling to a room. I'll admit it, facilitating meetings and giving speeches intimidate and exhaust me. When I fly to meet a potential client or to give a talk, I take so much anxiety-fighting Xanax that I'm barely conscious. I manage my social media feeds very tightly, doing just enough to keep me in the game. And yet, I own and run a successful business in which I am the primary sales driver. Hiding in the bathroom has become my shorthand for hacking and faking my way to appearing like a typical successful business person. Given my natural inclinations, I would hide almost all the time. I would rarely choose to leave my house. But as extensive as my online network is, I could not sustain a business that way. So I've learned to get out there, building in strategies and tricks that allay my anxieties and introversion while I'm at a professional gathering or client meeting, then creating home time to recharge, be on my own, and do the work. I used to beat myself up about needing to hide in the bathroom. I would walk into a huge crowd, panic at the number of strangers, and head immediately for the ladies. But over time, I've learned that I often need a moment to reset during a busy workday. Now I know it's okay to take a moment to breathe. Then I put on some lipstick, look in the mirror, and tell myself, "You can do it. Get out there." Becoming my own kind of entrepreneur. When I was a kid, I told everyone, "I want to be a media mogul." I had a photo of famed Paramount boss Sherry Lansing on my bedroom wall. I wrote my 10th grade economics paper on the inside story of Barry Diller's bid to own Universal Studios. And because I had the good fortune of coming of age during the Clinton years, when jobs were plentiful for precocious 20-somethings, I was well on my way. After graduating from college, I worked a series of high-profile jobs in the marketing world and was even recognized in a prominent national top 30 under 30 list. There was one problem. Secretly, or perhaps not so secretly, I was miserable. I tried on many different personas and adopted countless ad hoc coping mechanisms, but nothing helped. I kept torpedoing my success at every turn. I drank too much at office happy hours and acted inappropriately. My weight constantly went up and down as I bounced between binging and barely eating at all. I was anxious almost every day and had frequent panic attacks. Quite often, I was so depressed that I called in sick to work and hid in bed all day. At my last job, I was asked to start a department from scratch, and I was too prideful, anxious, and short-sighted to secure allies. Eventually, the New York office tried to get me fired. Did this girl stand up and fight like a plucky heroine in a novel? No, she did not. She cried in the bathroom and started working from home as often as she could. But when she eventually quit and started freelancing, she became an accidental entrepreneur who focuses more on making time for life than making millions. I run a business called Women Online. We are a social impact marketing agency with the sole mission of creating campaigns that mobilize women for social good. I like to say we are small but mighty, even though we have fewer than 10 people, and are virtual at that. We help the largest organizations in the world with digital strategy.